for listeners who are not familiar with the company, if you can give some background into the company as it stood before the acquisition took place.
You bet. My wife, Christy, and I started MemData back in 1999, early 2000. MemData is an acronym for Medical Equipment Management Data. We help medical facilities, both existing and those under construction, with equipment and furnishing needs by providing design services, capital equipment procurement services, and we had developed a well-known reputation for reducing costs that apply to healthcare facilities on some fairly expensive and high technology equipment assets they need to provision care for all of us.
We have now gone into about 15 years of operation, and what sort of business can you publicly talk about as far as the number of employees and clients and things like that?
Well, we're up to 24 employees. We serve medical facilities in 42 U.S. states, Canada, Mexico, and South Korea, helping the United States Army Corps of Engineers and the Department of Defense with overseas medical facilities. So we've come quite a long way in 15 years. In many respects, it's a career achievement. In others, it's just another step as we move forward.
I'm sure you've had many suitors wanting to acquire the company.
We have. Over the years, a lot of folks had approached us, and the timing just wasn't right. But in this instance, it's our nation's largest healthcare supply chain corporation. They have 2,900 hospitals nationwide. As you might imagine, with a medical facility portfolio that large, there's an awful lot of construction and equipment needs at facilities existing as well. And so it presented a significant opportunity for us to take MemData to the next level with the partner we're proud to move forward with in Premier, Inc.
Not all the time is bigger, better. What makes Premier special?
Well, the existing healthcare supply chain, as it exists, does business differently than we always did. And by this strategic acquisition of MemData, Premier is essentially embracing innovation. They're looking at cost efficiencies and the new healthcare 2.0, if you will, and we were very appreciative of the fact that they acknowledged the accomplishments we had made in healthcare and that they reached out to us, and now it poses a significant opportunity for cost reduction at 2,900 hospitals instead of those that we were able to amass over the years acting alone.
And certainly this is a sector of the industry that is not going away. It's only going to grow.
Yes, sir. That's absolutely the case. And a lot of people don't realize it, but Bryan College Station has a long history of being involved in medical technology. And then if you take the national portfolio of facilities at 2,900, there's going to be an awful lot of equipment specification, interior design, AutoCAD services, capital equipment procurement, and the list goes on for a significant portion of those 2,900 hospitals across the U.S. that emanates from right here in Bryan College Station. And that's something that my wife, Christy, and I are very proud of.
And so what is the future for you and your employees?
Well, as we grow, we will continue to add jobs. Conservative projections indicate dozens of jobs in the years to come. And for those folks that are already there helping us, we value them immensely. They know that. But this provides an opportunity, a career opportunity for them to grow with us. And so we move forward as a team.
So you all are being able to stay here as opposed to going to Charlotte?
Yeah, they want to leave our operation undisturbed, if you will, as much as possible. And so the MemData name will continue. The MemData local headquarters here in College Station, Texas, will continue. But we will avail ourselves of the services and the resources of a much larger company based out of, and publicly traded company based out of Charlotte, North Carolina.
So then you become like a division president, or how does it work organizationally?
I do. That was one of the toughest things. Selling the business in many ways wasn't as difficult as signing the papers to retire my chief executive officership of MEM Data. I'll become a vice president for equipment planning and sourcing services for, again, our nation's largest healthcare supply chain corporation, and that's something I'm very proud to a role that I'm very proud to be able to fulfill going forward.
Anything else that local listeners would be interested in knowing about the acquisition or the business specifically, or the industry in general?
I just nothing beyond the fact that it's a good old fashioned American free market success story, that it's a Aggie-owned and operated success story, that we as a community with the biomedical corridor and with the fantastic public-private collaborations we have with Texas A&M University and our local health systems and our local businesses, I think we create much more of a of an opportunity for business creation and growth, and perhaps sometimes we give ourselves credit for, and we're proud to call Bryan College Station home, and we'll continue to do so both for our families as well as our business.